You sent us an absolute mountain of notes this week, touching on everything from quantum physics to information theory. But there was one incredibly dense paper buried in your stack that we just had to isolate.
Oh, yeah. That one stood out immediately.
Right. It's on something called the singularity metric. And, well, I want you to imagine a grading system, but not for a math test or, history paper. It is a grading system for ideas, for theories. Like for the very concepts that make up our reality.
Yeah, and it's a grading system that completely flips everything we know on its head.
Exactly. In this system, you don't get top marks for proving that your idea fits perfectly into everything we already know. Actually, if your idea fits perfectly, you fail the novelty test. You only get the highest marker of true novelty if your idea literally breaks the universe's rules.
Which is so counterintuitive, right? I mean, we are conditioned from our earliest days in the classroom to want our ideas to fit neatly into established categories. We want the puzzle piece to snap into place.
We want the gold star for getting the right answer.
Exactly. But the framework and the research you provided argues the complete opposite. If the puzzle piece snaps in easily, it is not actually that valuable to the grand scheme of the universe.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is custom tailored just for you. We are going to take this highly conceptual, mathematically terrifying paper about how the universe scores newness, and we're going to translate it.
And we really need to translate it because the math is, well, it's
It's
intense.
very intense. So we're going to explain how the singularity metric works by using simple examples for beginners. That way you can master the mechanics of this theory without needing, like, a PhD in quantum gravity.
Sounds like a plan.
So the paper starts by defining the singularity metric using a metaphor that sounds like straight-up science fiction, an inverted black hole.
Yeah, the inverted black hole. It's a wild concept.
Because normally when I think of a black hole, I picture the ultimate cosmic vacuum cleaner. It crushes matter into a microscopic point and nothing escapes, not even light.
Right. To understand the inverted model, we first need to look at what physically happens with a standard black hole. So, in traditional physics, a black hole consumes matter and energy. It traps it. But, and this is key, it doesn't stay trapped
It
forever.
leaks, right?
Exactly. Over massive, incomprehensible timescales, that black hole slowly leaks energy back into the universe. That escaping energy is what we call Hawking radiation.
Okay, so normal black hole sucks things in, slowly leaks out Hawking radiation.
Right. Now, the singularity metric asks us to imagine an inverted version of this process. This inverted black hole doesn't process physical matter, it processes abstract information.
Like new theories and ideas.
Exactly. Its primary function is a sorting mechanism to decide what gets trapped inside forever and what gets violently ejected back into the universe as a burst of radiation.
And this sorting mechanism is based on what the paper calls balance equations. Let's translate this away from astrophysics for a second. Think of the universe as running on a foundational operating system, like iOS or Windows.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Right. So the balance equations are the core code of reality's OS. These are the rules that just work. In physics, a core piece of code is Einstein's E equals MC squared.
Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared, a total classic.
Yeah. In biology, the code says genetics determine phenotype, like your DNA dictates your physical traits. In classical logic, the underlying code assumes that if a statement is fundamentally true, it can be proven.
And whenever a brand new theory is proposed, it is essentially dropped into this inverted black hole to be processed by the operating system.
So the OS runs an update check.
Yeah, exactly. The black hole tests the new theory against its existing code. It scans the information and determines if it can be explained within existing frameworks. If the new theory is written in a compatible language and doesn't contradict the core code well, the information is quietly installed.
It just fits into the cosmic filing cabinet.
Right. It gets completely absorbed and trapped by the black hole.
And in the singularity metric, if your theory gets trapped inside the black hole, you get a high score, which, counterintuitively, means your theory has low novelty.
The universe is basically saying nothing new to see here.
Let's use a specific example from your sources to make this concrete for beginners. The paper analyzes a theory called QCE, which stands for quantum coherence in biological systems. Basically, it's the idea that photosynthesis in plants utilizes quantum mechanics to transfer energy efficiently.
Which is a cool idea.
It's super cool. Hearing that plants are using quantum physics to turn sunlight into food sounds mind-blowing to me. It sounds like a massive breakthrough. But the metric gives this theory a score of around 0.6, which is quite high. It's essentially telling the universe, this is nothing special.
Yeah, because the operating system easily digests QCE. It doesn't challenge the code. When the theory photosynthesis uses quantum coherence, enters the singularity, the black hole scans it. It recognizes the code for quantum mechanics. It recognizes the code for biology.
And chemistry.
Right, chemistry too. The new theory is merely a bridge between existing applications. It doesn't rewrite the fundamental rules of biology or quantum physics. It just points out that they are interacting in a way we hadn't noticed.
So it's safe.
Very safe. Because the theory is highly compatible, almost all of its informational mass is absorbed.
It's like downloading a new app that just syncs your calendar to your email. It's useful, sure, but it didn't reinvent the computer. The OS says, got it, installed, moving on. But this brings us to the core tension of the metric. If fitting in seamlessly gives you a high score, meaning low novelty, how does an idea get a low score?
To get a low score, a theory must introduce information that shatters a balance equation.
It has to break the code.
Exactly. It must be a piece of code that is completely incompatible with the operating system. Because the black hole's internal logic cannot compute it, it cannot trap it.
So what happens to it?
The information is violently rejected. It bursts out of the singularity as that Hawking radiation we discussed earlier. True novelty only occurs when information escapes the system entirely.
Wait, I have to stop you there. Breaking the universe's logic sounds terrible. Like if I take a sledgehammer to my laptop's motherboard and shatter the circuits, I haven't invented a brilliant new paradigm of computing. I just have a broken laptop.
Yeah, you're going to need a new laptop.
Right. So why does the universe reward a theory for breaking its fundamental logic?
Well, the difference between destroying your laptop and breaking a cosmic balance equation comes down to what happens immediately after the break. Let's look at the supergodal concept from the paper to illustrate this.
Oh, this is a great example.
It really is. To give some quick context, back in the 1930s, a mathematician named Kurt Gödel proved his incompleteness theorems. He mathematically demonstrated that in any complex system, there will always be statements that are objectively true, but can never be proven within that system.
Which is already a huge headache for mathematicians.
Oh, it drove him crazy. The paper takes that massive mathematical realization and boils it down to one highly compressed statement. This is unprovable in this system.
Okay, so if we drop that statement into the black hole, the operating system basically crashes. Because if the statement, this is unprovable, is true, then you have a truth that lacks proof. But if the statement is false, it means you can prove it, which creates a direct contradiction.
Right. It breaks one of the most fundamental balance equations we have, the assumption that proof and truth are the same thing.
They aren't.
No, they aren't. And when that statement enters the black hole, the logic framework cannot absorb it. Because this broken, contradictory information cannot be stored locally, it is forced to escape. It radiates outward.
As Hawking radiation.
Exactly. And when this highly novel information escapes as radiation, it forces the entire surrounding universe to reprocess its rules and find a new balance.
It forces a mandatory software update for reality.
I love that phrasing.
Yes.
It is destruction that necessitates evolution. When the OS realizes that proof and truth are not identical, that realization touches every single application.
It bleeds into everything.
It forces physics to adjust its assumptions about measurement and observation. It forces mathematics to build new frameworks that account for unanswerable questions. It creates a paradigm shift across the board.
And that is why the supergodal concept earns a phenomenally low score of 0.20 on the metric, right?
Yes, 0.20 is incredibly low. That low score is an indicator that the information was so uninstallable, so foreign, that 80% of it had to radiate out and force the universe to reorganize itself.
So the theories that actually move the needle are the ones that demand a system-wide upgrade. Now, the paper doesn't just theorize about this. It provides an actual mathematical formula for calculating the singularity metric score. It measures something the author calls escape efficiency. Let's look at the mechanics of this formula because it reveals a surprising physical truth about how we communicate ideas.
Yeah, the math strips away the abstract philosophy here. The score is calculated by taking the breaking information, the raw disruptive concepts, adding in any redundant information, adding any ambiguous information, and dividing all of that by the total information presented in the theory.
Okay, let me pause and translate that. If we look at the mechanics of that formula, to get a low score, you need maximum rule breaking in the absolute fewest possible words.
Exactly.
It's the ultimate intellectual mic drop. No fluff, no repetitive explanations. Just pure disruption.
The physical mechanics of the black hole explain why this is necessary. The universe actively penalizes you if you use too many words to explain a simple concept, or if you package your disruption in safe, familiar language.
The paper calls this the confusion and redundancy penalty, right?
Right. If you wrap a novel idea in thick layers of established biology or chemistry just to make it sound plausible, all that extra scaffolding acts like informational mass.
And more mass means more gravity. The black hole uses that familiar scaffolding to grab hold of the theory and pull it inside. Let's compare our two earlier examples to see this in action. The Supergoodle statement scored a 0.20. It is exactly 17 words long. Quote, in any formal system with self-reference, paradoxes resolve as fixed points that exceed classical incompleteness, unquote. 17 words of highly compressed logic. Mic drop.
The novel information there is so pure that it radiates almost entirely intact. The singularity barely has to store any context. It encounters the broken equation, finds nothing to hold on to, and immediately ejects it.
But contrast that with the QCE example, the photosynthesis theory. That scored a much higher 0.6. The paper notes that the statement for QCE was bloated with 500 bits of information. It was weighed down with redundant biological explanations, clarifying remarks that didn't introduce anything new, and ambiguous anthropomorphic words like saying the plant is protecting its energy.
Because it took 500 bits of information just to rearrange existing rules, the formula heavily penalized it. The universe had to expend energy to untangle the packaging.
It had to unwrap the present just to find a pair of socks.
Yes, exactly. When you present an idea that is mostly compatible with the OS, but you bundle it with unnecessary code and ambiguous language, the singularity has to trap all that wasted scaffolding to process the tiny bit of novelty hidden inside. More trapped information directly equals a higher score.
So the practical takeaway here is brutal, but brilliant. If you want to change the world, stop burying the lead. Stop using 500 words of safe, acceptable academic jargon when 17 words will shatter the paradigm just fine.
Less is definitely more when it comes to novelty.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. If 17 words earned a score of 0.20, what happens if we strip away even more? Like, what happens if we push this metric to its absolute physical limits?
The author ventures into profound territory here, detailing what it would take to theoretically score even lower than Supergoodle. And a theory must fulfill three incredibly difficult conditions. First, it must break multiple fundamental equations simultaneously. Second, it must do it with practically zero scaffolding. And third, the statement must loop back on itself so there is absolutely no escape route for a safe interpretation.
They're like the atomic bombs of novelty.
The paper offers a few hypothetical phrases that push the metric to the very edge of calculation. Take a three-word phrase like, observation is creation.
Three words. Okay, let's run that through the operating system.
Yeah.
What happens?
The OS completely crashes on multiple levels. Observation is creation breaks the fundamental separation between the observer and the system being observed. In classical physics, we assume the universe exists in a static state, whether we look at it or not.
Like, the moon is there even if I close my eyes.
Exactly. This phrase destroys that. It destroys the concept of passive measurement. It even breaks the arrow of time, implying that reality isn't fully rendered until the exact moment consciousness interacts with it.
Which is wild. But we do see glimpses of this, right? Like in the double slit experiment in quantum mechanics, where particles literally change their behavior just by being watched.
We do. But stating it as a universal law radiates into information theory, metaphysics, and biology simultaneously. It's so disruptive. The predicted score for those three words is between 0.10 and 0.18.
It's terrifyingly dense. The amount of disruption packed into three words is just staggering. Are there any others that go further?
Yeah, existence requires non-existence. Just four words. And it breaks the tautology of being. It destroys the idea that something can just exist as a self-explaining phenomenon. It forces a self-referential loop where something and nothing are completely codependent.
I mean, my brain is actively fighting that sentence.
It should. That statement shatters ontology, classical logic, and modern physics, especially when you start factoring in virtual particles that literally pop in and out of the quantum vacuum. The predicted score plummets to a staggering 0.06 to 0.14.
Okay, so this is fascinating. Because if these tiny, dense phrases force the universe to reorganize its fundamental laws,
yeah.
What does that look like on a human level? Because as I'm sitting here processing existence requires non-existence, I feel a very real sense of cognitive friction, like a literal headache.
Yeah, that's not just in your head. Well, I mean, it is in your head, but it's a physical process.
And that brings us to the most massive revelation from your sources. The paper takes this grand cosmic black hole metaphor and drops it straight into biology. It connects the singularity metric directly to human consciousness.
Right. What's fascinating here is that the singularity metric treats the human brain as a localized domain rebalancing system. Your neural networks are essentially processing information exactly like the inverted black hole.
Okay, break that down for me.
Think about the physical mechanics of your brain when you read a news article about a topic you already understand. Your brain processes it locally. It files the data into existing neural pathways. The new information is highly compatible, so it's trapped and stored without any friction.
Like the QCE example. It's a quiet, unconscious, low-energy process. I read the article, I comprehend the update, I move on with my day. No fireworks.
Exactly. But consider what happens physically when you encounter a paradox or a paradigm-shifting idea like observation is creation. When your neural network encounters these highly novel, low-scoring concepts, they refuse to fit into your existing mental models. They break your internal balance equations.
My brain literally cannot trap the information in its current state.
The information has to radiate. And as that highly disruptive, incompatible information surges through your neural pathways, your brain is forced to reorganize its logic. It has to update its deeply held assumptions and its memories just to accommodate the broken equation.
It's rewiring itself in real time.
Yeah. The paper proposes that the physical sensation of that whole system reorganization, you know, the cognitive dissonance, the mental fog, followed by the sudden expansive clarity, that friction is the conscious experience.
Wow.
Consciousness is the biological mechanism for rebalancing after your internal OS is forced to update by true novelty.
So if I'm understanding the mechanism here, when I have my mind completely blown by a new concept, that intense, visceral feeling of mind-blowing isn't just an emotion. It is literally my internal neural network acting like Hawking radiation, violently rebalancing its equations to fit a puzzle piece that refuses to conform.
Yes. It gives immense biological and physical weight to the act of deep learning. Low-score theories naturally produce profound conscious experiences because they don't just add a file to your brain. They force a holistic reorganization of your entire mental universe.
Man, that is incredible. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Let's summarize the journey we just took through your sources today. We started with the realization that the most valuable ideas in the universe aren't the ones that neatly install into our existing operating systems.
Right. The universe does not reward you for proving what it already knows with bloated 500-word explanations.
Instead, the highest form of novelty, the concepts that actually drive evolution, are the highly compressed, disruptive thoughts that shatter our mental frameworks. They are the 17-word mic drops that refuse to be trapped, the ones that burst out as radiation and force both our minds and our sciences to upgrade.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, true novelty is measured not by how easily an idea is accepted by your peers, but by the sheer volume of reorganization the universe must undergo to accommodate it. It demands that we completely reevaluate our relationship with disruption and cognitive friction.
Which leaves us with one final provocative thought directly from the conclusion of the research you sent us. It's something to mull over long after this deep dive ends. We have spent this entire time using the inverted black hole as a structural metaphor, like a clever way to visualize how theories are scored and processed.
But the paper's ultimate suggestion pushes past metaphor.
Yeah, it does. It suggests that the universe itself is a literal black hole singularity.
This raises an incredibly deep question about the nature of reality. The universe acts as the ultimate processing core. It is constantly receiving new information streams from the flow of time, from quantum particle interactions, from our conscious observations.
And it perpetually tests this incoming data against its physical laws.
Right. And when it encounters irreconcilable, broken information, it doesn't just delete it, it radiates it outward as brand new physical phenomena. The universe is in a constant, eternal state of reorganizing its own code.
The next time you find yourself frustrated because an idea you have completely clashes with the status quo, or, you know, the next time you experience a massive aha moment that leaves you dizzy and completely shatters how you see the world, realize what is actually happening physically. You aren't just having an interesting thought. You're experiencing a burst of Hawking radiation, forcing your personal universe to completely rebalance its reality. And that means you are onto something truly novel.